The United States Army has awarded a $500 million contract to gun manufacturer Sig Sauer to produce a new pistol for its soldiers. It's a major deal for the company based near the seacoast in Newington, New Hampshire, and it's just as significant to the people who live there. Todd Bookman from Here and Now contributor New Hampshire Public Radio reports.
All roads in Newington, New Hampshire seem to lead to this guy.
Hello, my name is Cosmas Iacovozzi from the town of Newington, chairman of the Board of Selectmen.
Why did you decide to become a selectman?
Oh, I had an issue with one of the other selectmen, so let's leave it like that.
Iacovozzi has lived in town for about 30 years. He's bald, barrel-chested, originally from upstate New York, where he worked as a funeral director. But he met a girl, and she was from Newington, and so here they are, in this small town perched on the edge of Little Bay. Iacovozzi apparently does his own annual census here.
Let's see, I think it's like 750, 800, around there. Somewhere. Counting dogs and cats, probably 900.
There may not be many people in Newington, but there is big commerce. The Spalding Turnpike glows neon at night from the strip malls. And down the road, the Pease International Trade Port, which used to be an Air Force base. That's where Sig Sauer has called home since 2012. 200,000 square feet of firearms and ammunition production. Last month, Sig's pistol, the P320, reportedly beat out 11 other entries and will now replace the current standard-issue sidearm for soldiers, the Beretta M9, which wasn't uniformly loved by troops.
I had an assigned weapon, a M9, 9mm pistol, but I also had assigned to me an M16 rifle.
That's Iowa Senator Joni Ernst during her questioning last month of James Mattis, then the nominee for Secretary of Defense. Ernst served in both the Army Reserve and Iowa National Guard.
Because the joke that we had in the military was that sometimes the most effective use of an M9 is to simply throw it at your adversary.
Despite frustrations with the M9, the Army doesn't bring in new models all that often. Matthew Moss is a military historian with a focus on handguns.
The M9 was adopted back in 1985, and before that, the M1911 made by Colt and other manufacturers had been in service for about 75 years. So it's a big deal that Sig has won the new contract.
The Sig Sauer P320 pistol, which the Army will call the M17, is unique in that it has modular components. That is, parts can be easily swapped out for different uses and sizes, including the grip. As more women enter combat roles, that ability to custom fit a weapon is important. Moss says even civilians will now likely see more of the P320.
It'll definitely become one of those recognizable handguns that you do see in movies and on TV.
The contract certainly raises the profile of Sig Sauer, and with it, that of its host town. There are houses going up in Newington where there used to be farms. More people means there need to be more jobs, and that's what this Sig Sauer contract will ultimately do for the region. That and a bit of bragging rights. Dennis Hebert sits on the town planning council.
It's pretty exciting stuff, and especially to have homegrown, made in New Hampshire, made in America, right here in our backyard.
Sig Sauer isn't allowed to grant interviews yet on its contract. It did recently announce it's building a new factory in Arkansas, though. Energy costs, the company said, are too high here. But Sig will build all of the nearly 300,000 handguns for the Army locally, every troop carrying a bit of New Hampshire on their hip. For Here and Now, I'm Todd Bookman.